Hello, everyone. This is Jeff Roney, and you're listening to Roney's Own Radio Special Edition 2. Jeff and Colleen listen to Nashville Skyline. Now, if you're a Bob Dylan fan at all, this is probably a record that you don't like to talk about. This is like the Star Wars holiday special for Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash fans. Well, we're going to play some and comment on it today. Now, my wife is not the biggest Bob Dylan fan, to be sure, and so I knew it would be fun because my wife has opinions, and so I figured, well, let's turn on some microphones, let's play the cuts from the album, and let's record the frivolity. I have heard these songs before, and I think I was more shocked this time, just really focusing on what was going on, and Dylan and Johnny Cash, and man, wow, it's just amazing to me. So anyway, my lovely wife endured and did her best to sit there, and we recorded our comments, and now we're going to share them with you. So without further ado, Jeff and Colleen listen to Nashville Skyline. Welcome, everybody, to Roney's Own Radio. I am here with my lovely wife, Colleen.
Hi.
And, you know, music is a beautiful thing. It's something that God gave us to bring joy and happiness to our lives. But sometimes music just goes wrong. And sometimes just music is not good. And I think maybe people recorded it while God wasn't listening or something. Because anyway, Bob Dylan is a wonderful writer. He can't sing real well. And he's more of a folk song, even a little rock song, but he's really not a country artist. And so tonight, see, Colleen really isn't a Bob Dylan fan, are you?
No, not really.
Okay. So this is going to be kind of bothersome to me. It's going to be horrific for her. But we're going to listen to some songs from an album called The Nashville Skyline, which has Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, I think Sam... Carl Perkins, and a number of other people. So here we go for the music now. Okay, this song, for lack of a better term, is called Big River.
Music's good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, wow.
Now,
but, oh, no.
Bob's doing pretty good, though.
Well, right now.
Now, this isn't too bad.
No, this is actually okay.
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 So far, so good.
Okay, so we'll stop this. Okay, that wasn't too bad. Now, this is Johnny Cash's, one of his premier songs. So you would think that Bob Dylan would know the lyrics to the song so he can sing along and everything. Now, remember, these guys are together, but it almost sounds like it's a rehearsal or something.
Again, music's not bad.
Right. Not bad. Now see here.
Not that good though.
But here Bob starts to kind of weave some stuff. Funny. The song kind of falls apart the more it goes. Now, see, it's Bob's song, so, you know, it should be fine.
Right.
See, Bob's having a little trouble. OK. Okay. He's trying to keep it together. Okay, wow.
Oh, wow.
Made it through.
They had to change keys for him. Because he can't sing that low.
Oh. Now, what's going on here? Oh, my God. Now, it almost sounds like he can't hear the music. Wow.
That was a pop?
No, that was Johnny Cash.
Oh, my gosh. They don't blend very well, do they?
But Bob's trying, see.
Yeah.
Now watch the end here.
Trying to harmonize, and it's really not appropriate there.
Listen! He's going way high. Oh. Oh man, that's just pain.
Oh.
Listen. Nobody knows when to quit, see?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, you are my sunshine.
Oh, no.
Now, this song, you know, is just country classic.
It's old-timey, you know, music, man.
Oh, brother, where art thou? My head down, cry.
Even Johnny's not doing very well this one.
Now listen to... Now listen to Dylan's harmony.
Oh, this is horrid. Oh, man.
Oh, dear. Do how I love you. See, he just goes down and up to the same note. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. I could sing the harmony better than this.
I know you could.
Oh. Oh.
See, the band didn't even know what to do. Oh. Yeah, Johnny.
John's changing keys. He's changing keys and not telling the band. No. This is a great song.
I love that note bend he did, though. Oh, my dream.
It's like somebody when he's been in those notes sounds like somebody.
No, no, listen to the songbird.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh.
Johnny, when he bends those notes, sounds like somebody came up and goofed in the middle of the song.
Now, I think because nobody knew the song really well, especially Bob, they just said, do a solo. So, here's an extended solo going. Now, the guitar playing here is just phenomenal, too. I mean, this is some solo right here. Man. It's like, yeah, a John Fogerty solo. It's awesome.
Gives Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen, a run for his money, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Okay, here we go.
Oh. Well, he's at least finally buried his harmonies a little bit. Still sucks, but at least it's better than that single note thing.
Now.
Oh my.
Uh-oh. Don't take my sunshine away. Oh, now. I've saved the best for last.
Oh, no. I have a question. I guess the question can wait till
well,
the end.
Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Boy, Lord, you better not listen to this. Listen. Oh my.
It's like Nelson.
And Bob converted. Oh, the timing's off. Nobody knows when to sing.
It wasn't because of the song, though.
No.
That he converted. I mean, that didn't do it for him, I'm sure.
Oh, man. Now, it's deadly slow, first of all.
Very much slow.
Now, listen. Oh, listen.
No!
Now, Bob's trying to do a country thing there. He said, do you know a verse? Now watch, see, Bob didn't know a verse, so Johnny had to sing again. Did everybody get that? Now, Bob's so embarrassed, he's not even singing now. Because he's like, ooh.
Oh, my. Now I got two questions.
And I kind of actually like this song, but, man, this is just killing it.
It's a beautiful song.
Okay, here we go. Of course, now.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, Jesus, please help him, because they're having some trouble.
That is just bad.
Oh, man, this song sounds like it's like 8 hours long. Oh. Uh-oh. Which one you know, Bob? Which one you know, Bob? I just kind of want to leave you with that. Okay, is anybody still there?
Yeah, how many people are still listening to this podcast?
Okay, your question, Saweetie.
No, I have two questions. One is, did anybody buy this album?
Well, it was for sale. And
but did anybody actually pay money for it?
Well,
and the next question that follows that is, did they get their money back?
Well, I don't know. This was released, I think, in 69,
yes.
I think, late 60s.
Yeah.
And not sure about,
how many copies actually out there printed or made.
All I know is that most reviews, somebody says, please don't talk about this album. You know, because they're fans of Bob, and, Bob's a good writer.
And Johnny didn't do so hot on some of these songs.
No.
The second question that I had, the major question I had was, did they even plan this out? I mean, I'm
guessing
that...
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
No, because what it sounds like is their record company said, you guys need to make an album. You guys are both really hot right now. Why don't you two record an album together? And they probably told them like 5 minutes before they wanted them to do it.
I think Bob got bored one day and said, hey, I think I'd like to record a country album. And so they called up Johnny and Carl and said, could you guys come down? Bob Dylan wants to record country. And they were probably like, what? What Bob Dylan? Okay. And so they went down the stage and they probably didn't know what to expect. But, I mean, this was just something. It's hard to put into words. But I think I've saved the best for last. Now, this song is the Country Blues Yodel.
Oh,
now, if you've never heard Bob Dylan yodel,
you're in for
a treat. You are going to hear something. So, here we go.
Where was you, mama, when the train passed your shed? Where was your mama when the train passed the ship?
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I think that's where John Turturro's character got his inspiration.
Oh, man. That's just bad. They stop. They don't even know what to do. And then the band plays louder. We gotta drown them out.
They're not even singing. Did they have editing back then at all? Like,
I would hope so. Okay, here, let's see. Uh-oh. Play her some Bob Dylan. Not the best, but some Bob Dylan. So I'd like to thank my wife for being a part of this experience and experiment.
Yeah.
Like I love I said, her very much.
Like I said, don't discount Jeff because of this. Don't hold this against him. Because, I mean, on some level, you got to admit, it's kind of funny. I mean, Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
And not knowing the words and not knowing the songs. I know they had no rehearsal time. That's just funny stuff.
I'd like to apologize to the Bob Dylan fans. Yeah, right. We've heard what they've done. We'll just leave it at that.
He has a talent for writing lyrics.
That's correct.
He might even have a talent for music as well. I don't really know. But he does not have a talent for...
Well...
expressing those words.
I'm going to take this time to say that I love my wife very much. and she is really the best woman there is. And I thank you so much for listening and enduring this pain with us. We'll do something more fun next show. Until then, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Is everybody okay? Wow. Thank you so much for joining us on this Roni's Own Radio Special Edition 2, Jeff and Colleen listen to Nashville Skyline. What an amazing record. And I don't think there's a sequel. I don't think there will be one ever. So, anyway, kind of funny and a wild time to be sure. I'd like to thank you for downloading this special edition episode. And please drop by jrd-now.com and visit the website. Check it out. Take a look. You hated this or you liked it. Maybe you're a big Bob Dylan fan and this was your favorite Bob Dylan record. Go to the forums. Go to jrd-now.com. Click on our forums on the left. Post a message in the forum. Say, Jeff, you're off your rocker. this was a great album. Or vice versa. If you think, Jeff, you're right on the money here, go post something on the forums there. And we'll have a good time talking about it. Also, if you have any thoughts, good or bad, please email me at jeff.roney@gmail.com. And I thank you so much for downloading and listening. And this is Jeff Roney signing off.